I catch sight of the now. Unforgettable, though, then hardly noticed, green-tiled ledge. Just up to my right, in the glistening shower stall. Slightly above, my open eyes. Square window in it. And slender citrine lip onto which I place, gently, this first handful of hair. Always I see it, the window pane up there, letting anything in and out that wishes to pass through, so freely. Drops from the steam of the shower on it, the slipping of forever and forever all down the pane, where beyond the still wet clump all seems to shine and murmur it's just day, just this day, another day, filled with the only of this minute, this split minute in which if I reach, now I can feel the years, the fissure in them, these fractions here inside the instant. Oh, mine! How mine! Moving now so differently as if entering a room with frozen fingers, and they say, no, you cannot warm them here at the fire. There is no fire. There is no room. Actually, there is nothing, though you can start carving the nothing. You can test your strength against the nothing. The subject is loss. The dark is inside your open mouth, not knowing what else there is, again to say. A kind of howling without sorrow. No amazement, no wisdom. Just the roomlessness of this, your suddenly. Suddenly everything. Suddenly there is no more of what there was. Suddenly you do not die of fear, you just fear. Suddenly there is no such thing as right or wrong. Your hand is a claw full of hair. There is no purification anywhere as the shower keeps streaming, looking for hollows, more hollows. This thread of the only water cycle dragged down into here, to run all over you, to rake your skinny neck, and down inside of you where you look up, open your mouth, to scream, to sing, to say the one right word, as now the next soft handful comes. It is such a surprise. As you raise up your hand high, full to the ledge, to pile it on there. And what will you do now, shooting your gaze into those filaments, your years of having and not knowing, still wet in clumps, through which the daylight now is pouring itself, though it is not pouring anything at all, or into anything at all, because it's just the planet turning again and again, into and out of the dark, which is not itself, actually dark at all.